responsible leadership. Here at Two Bounce Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest student, who is 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about responsibility. And we started off the month defining what responsibility is. I take care of what is needed or expected. And then we talked about what responsible people do. That is a tongue twister that I will constantly have. Responsible people are disciplined. They show integrity. If they say they're going to do it, they'll do it. They see what needs to be done. They take care of it, that kind of thing. And then we talked about the fact that we've grown, especially our kids, right? What responsibilities do we now take on now that they've grown? Or what responsibilities as adults do we give up now that our kids are a little older? Today, we're talking about responsible leadership. And to sum that up, what does that look like? That looks like you being aware and being a good example, right? So if you think about people who you admire, people you look up to, leaders that you would want to follow, right? Why? Why do you want to follow them? What is it that is so great about them? Do they set the right example? Do they have a vision for where you want to go? Which is also an example, by the way. Do they act a certain way? Are they kind? Are they respectful? Are they taking care of those around them, right? All of which is, in my opinion, responsible leadership, right? We're taking a moment to help somebody out. Think about it being a new kid in school or a new colleague at work, right? New colleague at work is not going to know where the printer's at. New colleague at work is not going to know where the coffee machine is at. A new friend at school is not going to know where the lunchroom is. As a responsible leader, are you going to point a finger and laugh at them? Or are you going to take them along when you go? Hey, let me show you where this is at. Hey, let me make sure you got what you need. Responsible leadership is literally being responsible for yourself and those around you too, so that they have a great example of who to follow, so that they feel supported along the way. So as we're talking about responsible leaders, we're talking about setting that example, but we're also talking about one other thing, being a good listener, right? We all come from different walks of life, experiences that we've had, all of it. And so if we're being a good listener, we can meet people where they're at. If we are really truly hearing what they're saying, we can have a better, more in-depth understanding of what their situation is, where they're having success, where they might have problems, right? And then as a responsible leader, we can help them out. We can hear what they're saying and give them tips and strategies on how to overcome that kind of thing. So as we're talking about responsibility, it's doing what's needed and expected for ourselves, but it's also doing what's needed and expected for those around us. Being that example, taking care of others, practicing that awareness, having good listening skills as we go along. And so as we wrap up responsibility, just remember it's not just about what you can do, but also how you can take care of other people around you, because that's you ultimately showing responsibility for the world. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.